following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
From birthdays to holidays and game days to working lunches, Subway caters. So whenever you're getting the gang together, give them what they love. Piled high sandwich platters like our classic combo, freshly baked cookie platters, custom-made giant subs, even boxed meals. It's fast, easy, and affordable with platters starting around $35. Call 877-360-CATER or visit Subway.com to order. Subway, cater fresh.
Catering orders may require 24-hour advance notice. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Well, we're down to the Final Four in the NFL. We are 0-4 in the Big Ten Conference for Nebraska men's basketball, and we are getting ready for some of those outdoor activities. We've got tickets to give away this week, more to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. Tom Hamilton is going to join us from the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo at the end of the program today. Coming up in our next segment, Robin Washit will join us from Husker Online to talk about the Nebraska basketball team. But, Jimmy, something real unusual. Everybody's talking about the games on the major networks and on ESPN this morning. But the one thing that they're not bringing up is that all the favorites won. And when's the last time that happened? When's the last time that happened in this round? We've had these upsets for so long. We've had this wild card, number six seeder, somebody from the first weekend. We still could. San Francisco is still alive. But they were favored yesterday, and all the favorites won. And I'd have to say, out of all of the teams that played, and maybe they can blame the wind a little bit, but I thought Denver's offense was the shakiest. It's amazing their defense was maybe what won them the football game yesterday, and they ran the ball more than they did in any game this year.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I thought it was when the score was 14-0, you know, here we are, you and I talking about it on a Monday, and we're going to bash the best quarterback that's ever played the game. But, you know, you're up 14 to nothing just for halftime. And, you know, going up 17 is a big number. You know, that's a three-possession game. I thought that he kind of forced that ball in there.
Yeah, it got tipped and a great pick in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, you know, kind of forced that in there. And it kind of gave San Diego a little bit of hope. And because of that, not being up 17-0, you can't really do some of the things. You take the risk and the chances. You got to find a way to just win the game. Because at this stage, and you'll see this in the NCAA basketball tournament too, there's only one thing that matters. It's win and move on. It doesn't matter how you look. You know, but you do have to win and move on. So I think that was a key thing, too, that, you know, Seattle really had no problems. Denver really was never in a situation where you thought, oh, my, this one play is going to cost them. But, you know, I thought San Francisco looked pretty good on the road against Carolina. Were you surprised, Doug, at the way Carolina's defense acted on every single play for about 20 plays in a row? They got penalized like five of them, yeah. But the referees passed on like five of them. I mean, I thought that was a really step backwards on sportsmanship in the NFL. I mean, there's some talking going on all the time, but I thought that was overdone. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was evident. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. This isn't like some high school kids getting lippy that, you know, let's go. These are grown men. And I think Carolina felt like, and you can pick this out numerous times, Carolina acted like the new kid on the block that wasn't getting any respect. They were the home team, and yet they were the underdog. And here comes the franchise known as the Niners. And they're saying, listen, we're beating you. We've held you to field goals the first two times you scored. We're beating you. We're getting no respect. And you're in here running your mouth a little bit. Problem was the offense couldn't back it up. Defense? Probably a pretty good effort as far as things go, giving up 23 points to San Francisco, and would have been a little bit different ball game. Same story there. Had Carolina been able to cut that to a one-possession game instead of it being in trying to sneak it in and not getting in to the end zone there, and eventually San Francisco then was able to go out and put it away. But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I thought. There's a bottom line, though, Doug, about, I mean, if you're going to talk smack and talk it, and not hurt your team. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt your team.
But they were doing things, they had them stopped. It was going to be fourth down and eight, and that guy gets a late hit. And they go, oh, this is just a horrible call. And I thought, golly, that was kind of a bad call. But they've been playing on the edge so much that we passed on three of these.
Was a bad call.
And, yeah, and then they get that one, and then they have a couple more, even on the same drive.
They call it a headbutt. You know, where they get in each other's face and the helmets hit. But then they didn't call one later. Yeah, they didn't call it later when Anquan Boldin did the same thing for San Francisco to the defensive back for Carolina. They did not flag that one in the San Francisco game. And I don't think they would have flagged Carolina if, like you said, it hadn't been three in a row.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been mounting and mounting, and finally they said, okay, that's enough. And they flagged that incident. So people were wondering, well, how come they flagged that, not that? That's why I thought they did it too.
Yeah, now that was my point. I just thought Carolina's defense. Now the second half, I had no trouble with anything. It was just that first drive of the game, I thought they really put themselves because they had them stopped. And boy, that could really change the complexion if you get a punt and instead of giving up the field goal.
And unfortunately for all the people that either A, like Andrew Luck and the Colts, or B, just hate the Patriots because they are the dynasty that they are and Tom Brady, and they're tired of seeing them winning. It happened just like we were afraid it could happen. Indy goes in, a couple of early turnovers, give them a gift touchdown to start the football game, and then they just, you know, after making that miraculous comeback against Kansas City, they go on the road and they lay an egg and they just get ran over. That's how Kansas City kind of put up all their points, and had Jamaal Charles not got beaten, I still say Kansas City would have won, or hurt, I still say Kansas City would have won that football game. And then New England comes in, they score six touchdowns, and Tom Brady doesn't throw any touchdowns. That's probably never happened for the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Patriots look pretty good. I mean, when you were talking about all the teams and maybe who really dominated, and other than maybe San Francisco, too, because San Francisco, that's how they play. We talked about that on the show. They play, and they play slow, and they're not going to beat you very bad, but they're going to run the ball, and you're not going to get very many possessions.
Well, right now, as we take a look at the point spreads for this weekend's games, you've got Seattle favored by 3.5, and you have Denver favored by 5. Early thoughts from Jimmy Langan.
Oh, I just think you take the points in both games. I mean, I think you can take the
You liked the favorites last weekend, well, by the way, folks, for the just for the record. Uh-huh. You liked the favorites. You weren't sure on San Francisco. You just said you would never take Carolina. You just kind of leave that game alone. And the favorites outside of Denver all covered. Denver should have covered. But nonetheless.
Just looking at it, I mean, and all we're trying to do is get on the right side. I don't like to bet favorites, so I didn't bet any of them. But I just thought all the home teams looked really good, except for when we say San Francisco. But, yeah, for the record, too, I think both underdogs do have a chance to win. I do like the idea of getting points. You know, you get to have them. So, you know, all of a sudden, there's nothing better than, you know, having the points and having the other team ahead by two, and they have the ball, and they're taking a knee, and you're going, I get to cash in, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you're really a fan of that team.
Yeah, I think, again, this is what I think. I think the fans of NFL football want to see Denver-Seattle in the Super Bowl, Seattle's defense against Denver's offense. I think that's what the majority of the fans want. And then after that, any of these matchups would be very interesting. You have got a couple of, if it happened to be New England, San Francisco, you've got two of the most storied programs now in the National Football League that would be facing off. And as they've already promoted it this morning, you've got two veterans. You're going to have a young quarterback against a veteran quarterback. And what if Colin Kaepernick gets to the Super Bowl for the second consecutive year? Interesting stat that was thrown out yesterday, and we had Kevin Kugler on last week on the show, but Kevin Kugler and James Lofton were doing the Carolina-San Francisco game here on ESPN Radio. Colin Kaepernick now is 3-0 in road playoff games for San Francisco. Now, on the other hand, they gave the stat of what Steve Young and Joe Montana combined were in their career as San Francisco quarterbacks, not with Kansas City for Montana, but when they were San Francisco quarterbacks, what their career record was on the road. Now, let's remember, back in the day, they didn't have a lot of road games. They were so dominant that they played a majority of their games at home. But do you have any idea what the record of Young and Montana combined in the playoffs on the road was?
No, what was it, Doug?
1-6. 1-6 for the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, all you Joe Montana pukes. Let me throw that in on a personal note. 1-6, by the way, in case you didn't know, Jimmy, a lot of people think Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback that ever lived. I'm not sure he's in the top five. Okay, there. That said, that always stirs the pot a little bit. I'm not a Joe Montana fan. Person, great person, all that. But everybody thinks he's the greatest quarterback. He's not even close. All right? He may be in the conversation, but he's not. 1-6 for Young and Montana playoff games for San Francisco on the road. Kaepernick's 3-0.
Joe Montana is not in the top five quarterbacks. There's no doubt.
Now, you don't have to agree with me because most people don't.
No, I'm not going to agree with you. Did you call him a puke?
Puke. Makes me puke.
Oh, it makes you puke.
Makes me want to puke.
I was going to say, Joe Montana, maybe.
Makes me want to puke.
Yeah. I'm saying, Joe Montana's not a puke.
I didn't call him a puke, did I?
No. Oh, okay. You did? Okay, good.
Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't go back and say that
he's
a puke.
Thank God.
Good guy. Well, you know, good guy, talented quarterback.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at you, you know, and I'm kind of trying to think through this process. I'm going to hold everything. No, I don't think Joe Montana was one of the top five quarterbacks, but I definitely think, you know, he did what he could. You know, he was a good athlete. Some of these guys are not as good as we want them to be, maybe, but, you know, he did everything he could for that franchise, and I thought he did good play selection when he was out there, you know, didn't get them in trouble.
Folks, if you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and of course the phone number anytime you want to be in on one of our contests is 888-455-ESPN. Just program that into your smartphone, your flip phone, your phone, 888-455-3776. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and as always, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Monday. Coming up, Robin Walshett will join us from Husker Online to talk some outstanding Nebraska men's basketball. And we'll also talk with Tom Hamilton of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. Really hammered the NFL here in the first segment. Jimmy, anything else that stood out that you wanted to jump on right away today?
No. there was nothing there on as far as the NFL was concerned. I mean, we'll probably talk about A-Rod a little bit later on in the show. And I think UNK got a big men's basketball victory over Hastings College yesterday, you know. So, but there's other things that have happened. But the A-Rod situation, whenever you want to talk about it, we'll have 5 to 10 seconds on that. We'll move on.
This A-Rod situation, because I think a lot of people out there are like me. They're just tired of it. They just don't want to hear about it anymore. It's like Bonds was. Just go away. Just go away. You're 39. You've played your career. You were awesome, you know. But go away. Go away. And that's my thoughts. And you didn't even have to watch the 60 Minutes interview. You saw the transcript on ESPN. You heard about it. You read about it this morning. A-Rod's going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court if he has to, because they've arbitrated it now and he's still not satisfied. And I don't know how he can sit there and proclaim his innocence. I think it's just a matter of reading in between the lines is where this comes to. Apparently there still is no hard evidence that he's guilty, except that everybody says he's guilty. You know, I come up and said, hey, I gave Jimmy the stuff. Well, I guess you're guilty then, because I said so. Oh, okay. Apparently there's still no proof on this deal, which everybody thinks there's proof, but yet there's not, so that's why A-Rod still has a pinky toe to stand on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting the fact that, you know, the commissioner of baseball and the people that are not using, and we'll just say dope, you know.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they're not using that. They want to make sure that the game's played clean and fair. And it sounded like A-Rod is just went overboard completely on this deal, where other players kind of go, yeah, I kind of did this, and I kind of got a butt chewing coming. I guess I better take it. You know what I mean? And, hey, well, how many days do I got? 30. All right, dang it. I wish I'd have never taken that stuff. But 30 days, that sounds about fair to me. Nothing was going to be fair to him on this. So that's I think that's what upsets most people, that he had 211 games or 212 mm-hmm. games, and they dropped it down to 162. But I think that the commissioner of baseball was not happy with this and tried to do the correct thing, and that was make the game clean as he can. So, yeah.
My thoughts on this, well documented on the show here, was that you pick your point, and this happened, whatever, 4 or 5 years ago, time flies, whatever it was. I said, you pick your point, and you wipe the slate clean, and you say, you know what? This was part of our game, all right? This was part of our game. We are now not going to pick and choose after the report came out. We're not going to pick and choose. We're wiping the slate clean. All right, if you were guilty, you were guilty. If you were innocent, you were innocent. But as of this moment, there is no more. The decisions and the penalties will be harsh, and A-Rod is the biggest person that has broken the rules. He needs to serve the suspension, and the problem is, if they just don't have the hard evidence, you know, well, what are you going to do? And again, if they don't have the hard evidence, then A-Rod will have, in this day and age, a foot to stand on. Before we go to break here, James in Grand Island says, speaking of the NFL playoffs, in defense of Cam Newton, he has no one else on offense but Stevie Smith, and he's past his prime, so San Francisco should have won. Okay. We're going to take a break here. Thanks, James. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk a little Husker hoops and why does it keep happening. Now they have a whole week off before Ohio State comes in, who's coming off back-to-back losses to Michigan State and Iowa. How can Iowa be good? We'll be back after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro. Exclusively at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year. Come into Complete Nutrition and sign up to be a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. You'll save 22% on all new programs like ManCore Pro and all other products. Get started today with Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Quaker State and Walmart want to celebrate all you do-it-yourselfers. All you I-can-fix-everything with a roll of duct tape. The I work hard for my money, so finding the best price shouldn't be another full-time job kind of people. Because when you want the job done right at the right price, you do it yourself. Trust the motor oil that's durable enough to have been tested in real-world driving conditions and still passed critical tests for brand new oil. So stop in at your local Walmart and pick up a 5-quart jug of conventional Quaker State motor oil today for only $14.47. Real, durable oil. See QuakerState.com for details.
You're listening to Guy Talk, live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips, but I don't want to ask for directions.
Use sportclips.com. It's actually Guy approved. At Sport Clips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head'll glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then expect increasing clouds this afternoon. Expect breezy west winds with a high in the low 50s. And we'll have cloudy conditions tonight with lows down to 32. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisty. Right now, it's 37.
She is somebody's hero, a hero to her daughter in the wedding dress. She gave her wings to leave the nest. It hurts to let her baby go down the aisle.
Welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. Coming up, Robin Washit from Husker Online. As we went into break there talking basketball, I said, seriously, Iowa, congratulations to beat Ohio State. How can they be good? And, of course, our good friend Bob Hamer, Iowa, born and bred, said, how can Iowa be good? What's that supposed to mean? Bob, that's what that's supposed to mean.
Is that what
it's exactly what that's supposed to mean, buddy. Tom in Broken Bow says, hey, has Peyton Manning received the key to the city of Omaha yet? That blew up last night as well. The guys, there's a bunch of us watching the game last night, and it took him a while to figure out that Omaha was his set call, his hut call. But, you know, every time, you know, they had the mics on the field, and Peyton Manning said Omaha about a million times, obviously, last night, and it got play from the city of Omaha and big time on Twitter as well, all over the place. Omaha, Omaha!
There's a lot of quarterbacks that use that. You knew that, didn't you, guys, in the NFL? That he's not the only one. I don't know what the word is that, but evidently it's a word that your offensive lineman won't jump. You know, but a lot of times,
Omaha, it's never scared anyone.
You know, a lot of times, Doug, they go in there, they don't even have a play called. I mean, you know, I mean, they do not have a play called, and they're running around and drawing and trying to draw them offside. Hot, hot, hot. And then when they yell Omaha, that means, hey, now we're back on the play.
Yeah, now we're back
on. Now we're back on. So now the next noise you hear after Omaha means we're going to snap the ball. Omaha. And then everybody, whenever you hear, no matter what you hear, we're going with it.
Well, it's a lot easier than saying Albuquerque, Albuquerque. So, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good city.
Omaha gets a big play on that. Robin Washit joins us from HuskerOnline.com. Talk a little bit of Big Red basketball. Another tough defeat yesterday for Nebraska. And this becomes a broken record, not just this year, but over the last few years, whether Tim Miles or Barry Collier or anybody else is coaching this men's basketball team. And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Just got off the Big Ten teleconference here with Tim Miles and getting ready to go into a nice long break. As you can probably imagine, this team needs a little break after their recent run of lack of success, so to speak.
Well, what did you learn this morning? How did the coach sound?
Well, it's obviously, you know, he does his best to keep a positive face on it, but the fact is that, you know, this is a team that's still winless in Big Ten play and, you know, has really struggled as of late. And, he said that, you know, for whatever reason, it's just not clicking right now. And so I think this week he and his staff are really going to consider, you know, possible lineup changes. He said he doesn't know what he's going to do. You know, I think they'll go through the week and see, evaluate practice, and that, you know, could be changes to the starting lineup, or it could be, you know, having you know, guys play bigger roles off the bench, maybe utilizing their bench more than they have been, because they got to do something to mix it up, and I think that goes without saying. And so look for them to really kind of start to evaluate where they are as a team right now and who they are as they get ready for, you know, when Ohio State comes to town. So things aren't going to get any easier.
Jim Langan here. Hey, I watched the Michigan game on TV, basically the second half a lot, and so many lead changes. You know, I mean, that game was a 50-50 game about who was going to win. I felt like one thing Nebraska was doing a really poor job on was on a pick-and-roll play at the top of the key. They would lose the guy that would go to the basket, you know, on the pick-and-roll. When Michigan was running their pick-and-roll, they would lose the guy. Talk a little bit about what was going on there.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to, you know, Miles has really kind of beat it into the ground. That defensive discipline is one of the hugest issues for this team right now. You know, whether it be, you know, not, you know, staying, you know, in your spot on a zone, or losing track of your guy in a man-to-man, like what's happened in those pick-and-rolls, or just not even, you know, being on the same page. You know, maybe if they have one guy that's, you know, doing his own thing, it breaks down the entire defense, and they've struggled with that big time in conference play so far. And, you know, that's one of the things that they're going to have to continue to try and, you know, address as they move forward this season, because, you know, that's been something that Miles has pointed to pretty much after every loss. It's just the number of defensive mistakes and breakdowns they've had are really costing them any shot of, you know, being competitive. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of different reasons. You know, guys just need to get on the same page and, you know, really start to kind of master their roles in the defense. And, you know, if they can cut those errors down, I think you'll see a big improvement in their overall play. But right now, you know, they've got a lot of work to do in that regard.
Robin Walsh of HuskerOnline.com. And let's face it, Nebraska didn't have the easiest road to begin Big Ten play. Speaking of road, three of the first four games on the road. Cincinnati could be nationally ranked. Then you get into conference. Iowa is ranked. Ohio State is ranked. Michigan probably will be again, the defending national runner-up. And Purdue, obviously, a game, one of the very few on the road in conference that Nebraska would have had a chance at. But, Robin, from watching and listening and seeing what we're seeing so far, we're still correct that this is a better basketball team than last year, kind of, because at the beginning of the year, everybody thought this would be a better basketball team, but their record might not show it, and it sure is starting to look that way.
Right, yeah, you said it exactly. You know, I think if anyone that sits and watches this team play, I mean, compared to what we saw a year ago, there's really no comparison. I mean, just as far as athleticism and just overall talent, I think this team is drastically better than they were a year ago. The problem is that, you know, like you said, they've had a difficult schedule, and they just still haven't been able to put all these new pieces together. You know, we talked about the being on the same page defensively. You know, you could say the same thing on the other end of the floor too. You know, offensively, they sometimes look a little lost and take really bad shots and, you know, turn the ball over too much. And so, you know, there's still a lot of glitches going on right now, and they really haven't been able to put it all together yet. You know, the hope is that, you know, while we're, you know, getting well into Big Ten play right now, that then they might be running out of time, that they can eventually do that and, you know, start to be more competitive, especially, you know, in games like you mentioned Purdue, which realistically are winnable. You know, Nebraska should have won that game based on the way that they were playing and the way Purdue was playing. You know, they didn't do anything to, you know, suggest they're world beaters by any means. That Nebraska just couldn't make enough plays down the stretch. And those mistakes ended up being too much for them to overcome. So, you know, I think that the potential and the talent is, you know, clearly there. It's just a matter of, you know, when the squad's going to be able to put it all together.
You know, early in the season, I believe we played Florida Gulf Coast first. I'm not positive on that. But we did not give up any transition hoops the entire game. We didn't turn the ball over very much on the, and like you talked about at the offensive end, but, you know, in the Michigan game, we did have some unforced turnovers. I mean, we really weren't going to the basket. We were going to get nothing out of it. And we lost the ball a couple times. And I just felt again, too, that, like you said, coming out of timeouts, Michigan would call a timeout and just set up a play. And it just worked. And it didn't work. So where it was just like, hey, that guy had to take up an 8-foot jumper. I mean, it was a layup. And those are the things that just would really – in the Purdue game, did that also happen late? Because I was turning back and forth watching the game, and it was tied up with about 6 minutes to go. And then next thing I know, I turned back, and we're down seven.
Yeah, you know, I think a part of it was, you know, some defensive breakdowns again. But, you know, I think what really cost them in that game is, you know, they had another one of those extended scoring droughts. You know, they had one field goal in the last 7 minutes of the game. You're not going to beat anybody doing that, especially on the road in the Big Ten. And, you know, the fact that they lost by six and, you know, went 6 full minutes without scoring a single point, you know, that shows right there that, you know, it really wasn't anything Purdue was doing. It was the fact that, you know, Nebraska was just taking bad shots and, you know, turning the ball over and just, you know, not giving them, putting themselves in a chance to, you know, produce offensively. So it's, you know, it's just another one of those issues that it's bothered them pretty much all year. You know, they had that great debut against Florida Gulf Coast. I don't know if that win is quite as impressive as it was back then, just because, you know, Florida Gulf Coast is a completely different team than they were during that run last year. And I think that maybe, you know, set expectations a little bit too high that, you know, wow, this team has got it all together, you know, first game of the season, that we quickly learned that they don't. And so it's, you know, going to continue to be a learning process for this team. And, you know, the hope is that, you know, there's still time to figure it out and, you know, make a push to, you know, potentially get some postseason play.
A couple of minutes left here with Robin Washit on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking a little Husker basketball. It's what basically got Doc Sadler shown the door, is that Nebraska would go 5, 6, sometimes 8, 9 minutes without scoring a bucket in games that were either ahead or it's a three-point game. I mean, a Missouri game sticks out to me that it goes from a one-point game to a 17-point game. What does Coach Miles say about this? I can't believe that there's one thing that you put your hand on besides cold shooting, but it happens almost every game still that these guys lose.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of it just goes back to, you know, I think shot selection is huge. You sit and watch this team, you see so many times when,
don't you
know, you
just pull them off and slap them in the head? You know, if it's shot selection, you know, if it's simply shot selection, there's plenty of guys on the bench that can go in and take the same bad shot. I mean, and you touched on it, that maybe he's going to have to shake the lineup up a little bit.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's no question, they got to do something, you know. And I think another problem is, you know, some of the guys that they were really counting on to be big pieces of this lineup really just aren't producing. You know, I think Siobhan Shields is the first guy that comes to mind. I mean, he's granted he's supposedly been playing on a bum knee for about the past six games, but, you know, he's still playing significant minutes. And so, you know, is he too hurt to contribute? And if so, why is he playing so many minutes? Or is it just him, you know, in a slump right now? You know, you got to look at him. I mean, he's a guy that was, after that Gulf Coast game, was the Big Ten Player of the Week. You know, and all of a sudden he's, you know, averaging, you know, 4 points a game. There's something going on there, and they desperately need him to be a bigger factor. You know, got guys like Walter Pitchford. You know, I think a lot of people are expecting him to be a much bigger source of offense, but, you know, he's just been so passive with the basketball. You know, it seems like he's oftentimes, you know, timid to go inside the three-point line. And, you know, when you got a 6'11", you know, guy with his athleticism, you know, you need a lot more than that. You know, you need more than just a spot-up three guy with a guy with his physical skills. And so, yeah, other examples, Ty Webster hasn't been the source of offense they wanted. You know, Devrell Biggs has put up points, but he's been a liability on the defensive end. And Miles is brutally honest, saying that's why Biggs doesn't play more, is because he makes so many mistakes on the other end of the floor, and he really costs them. You know, you talk about those easy baskets of guys just going straight to the lane. Well, a lot of it is the defensive play by the guards. You know, Ty Webster and Devrell Biggs and Tron Pettaway were three guys that Miles just today mentioned as the biggest culprits for their defensive mistakes. And, you know, those right there are supposed to be three of your best players. So there's something, just, I don't know, for some reason, it's just not clicking with this team. And, you know, again, like I said, the search is just to find out a way to put it all together and get everybody playing up to their full potential.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing we're missing a little bit here, we're talking about wins and losses, is, you know, if you get beat 72 to 71, I mean, you're getting beat 7.2 to 7.1 over a long period of time. So sometimes, you know, all you need is that one little break. So if the positive side of it, when I do look at it, we do look more athletic than we did in the last 3 or 4 years when we're going up against these big powers. We're blocking shots. We're competing at the other end. And I'm really happy. At this point, we are not giving up the number one thing. And that was what Nebraska used to give up. And that was those transition layups where we just get beat. And we're not giving that up. And as long as we continue to put those people out on the floor, and maybe that defensive effort just gets a little bit, like I said, you don't need to change much. You just need to find a way that you win 7.3 to 7.2 instead of getting beat on, you know, on those transitions. So when you look at the lineup right now, who would you start? What's four or five guys do you think they need to have out there?
Well, yeah, you know, Webster had been struggling, but, you know, I think when you look at the way he played against Purdue, that may have been, you know, one of his better games in a long time, just in sheer matter of his aggressiveness with the basketball. You know, there are a lot of guys that, you know, were kind of standing around waiting for something to happen, and, you know, he was a guy that, you know, put his head down and just went after the basket, you know, went and created things on his own. So that was very encouraging to see him finally take a step in the right direction, you know, because, like I said, they need him to be a far bigger source of offense. And so you hope that he continues to play like that. You know, I think he stays in the starting lineup. And then, you know, if Biggs can figure it out defensively, I think he's a no-brainer to put in the starting lineup just because he is such an important source of offense. You know, he's another one of those guys that can just go out and make plays, you know. But if, you know, he's costing him points on the other end, you know, it almost cancels each other out. So if he can get his defensive game, you know, up to par, I think he's a no-brainer that he starts. You know, you have to start Pettaway. You know, he's your top scorer. Then you'd hate to say you want to sit Savon Shields, but, you know, with the way that he's been playing, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he's a guy that, you know, either moves out of the starting lineup or plays a lot less minutes. And, you know, kind of gets rotated in a lot more than he has been, just because he's struggled so much. So you got to, and you know, Leslie Smith, I think you would want him to start, but, you know, again, they're basically just trying to get as much as they can out of him. I don't think they want to push him too hard with those knee problems that he has. You don't want to, you know, like I said, wear him out too early in the season. But, you know, if you can get as many minutes as possible out of him, he's far and away your best interior presence. And again, if Walter Pitchford can just, you know, stop pretending that he's a 6'1 shooting guard and go out and, you know, use his athleticism, because he's probably the most athletic player on the team, and, you know, maybe outside of Pettaway, I don't think it's close. And so if he can just get some confidence, you know, start to utilize his God-given abilities, I think he'll be a significantly better player. And so, like I said, they have the pieces, but again, for some reason or whatever, they're just not, you know, living up to what they should be. And so that will continue to be the challenge moving forward.
Robin Walsh, HuskerOnline.com, talking Nebraska basketball. They get the entire week to practice, and when you're 0-4, I know the kids will really love that. But then Ohio State will come in on Monday. They go to Penn State, then they're back home for Minnesota and Indiana. And after Ohio State, they've got a stretch there of about six games, where they won't be playing the top four teams in the league. Illinois right now is the fifth of the Big Ten teams in the top 25. So competition-wise, at least they do get a chance to catch their breath, but obviously to keep the season from being a total disaster, they've got to find a way to get some wins, multiple wins in this stretch, right?
Oh, yeah. And what's funny is, you know, when you looked at the schedule going into the season, I think a lot of people thought that Penn State game was going to be, you know, one that they should get. Well, Penn State's playing a lot better than, you know, anyone thought, and so all of a sudden that's not such an easy road game anymore. And so you look at the schedule, you know, for one, they have to win at home. You know, I mean, they've shown they can play pretty much with anybody at home. You know, they should have beaten Michigan. And then, you know, Ohio State, you know, might be a little bit beyond what Michigan is. But, you know, you look at the games, you know, Indiana isn't what they used to be. You know, Minnesota's beatable. And then you've got Penn State at home. You got Purdue at home. You got Northwestern at home. I think those all need to be wins, without question. And you got to go steal some on the road. So, you know, when it's all said and done, I don't know how different the final record's going to be from what it was a year ago, but I think what Nebraska fans should just be looking for is just continue to be competitive. You know, they have the one blowout loss to Ohio State, but other than that, you know, they played Iowa within, you know, the last few minutes of the game, and Iowa's a top 10 team in the country right now. You know, they should have beaten Michigan. You know, they should have beaten Purdue on the road. So that they've proven that they're good enough to win in this league. And now it's just a matter of, you know, just getting it done. And so again, you got to be excellent at home, and you got to go steal some on the road. And I think if they can continue to be competitive, pull off some upsets, you know, I think you can take a little bit of success from this season. You know, I'm sure it might be short of what people thought it was going to be going into the year, but you know, I think that we've seen progress, and that's about all you can ask for as Miles continues to try and rebuild this program.
Robin Walsh at Husker Online. Robin, thanks for the extended talk on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Keep up the good work and get back to work now. Let's go.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Robin Walsh from Husker Online. Going to the Dead Popper inbox. When teams often go 7 or 8 minutes without scoring, why does the coach always say they need to improve their defense? So they can get a layup, right? So that they can score. That is so true. That is so true. Oh, you got to play better defense. Huh? You got to score. You got to score. And I'm telling you, this is more on the high school level now. You know, we've harped on this. Kids don't go out and shoot like they used to. I mean, the game is different. The game is different. There just aren't as many guys and gals that can just pull up and shoot the basketball as there was back in the day. So that dates us a little bit. A little Husker basketball talk. Folks, TNL is there for you all year long, and you need to be there for TNL. Make sure you're ready to go for 2014 by getting your preventative maintenance program scheduled today with your local TNL dealer. Performing basic maintenance in the off season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL irrigation systems, easier on you for a lifetime, or if you're just looking at maybe changing over to TNL or putting another pivot in your system for the upcoming year, contact your local TNL dealer or go online at TLIRR.com, based out of Hastings, Nebraska, serving the entire United States and more than 60 countries worldwide, TNL Irrigation. Tom Hamilton, the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, when we come back.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then expect increasing clouds this afternoon. Expect breezy west winds with a high in the low 50s. And we'll have cloudy conditions tonight with lows down to 32. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now, it's 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug due to Jim Langan with you on this Monday show. And coming up this weekend, Friday night, all day Saturday and Sunday, it's the annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. And we will be giving you more opportunities to win tickets here before the end of the show. It's always a very popular event, not only in the metro, but lots of folks like to go out from Central Nebraska and see what's going on, because they've got so many seminars and ideas and, you know, just thoughts of finally it'll be nice again. And it's supposed to be a beautiful week, so it'll get you that cabin fever because you want to get out. And Tom Hamilton always joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show to preview the upcoming event. Tom, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show. How are you?
Hi. Hey, we're doing great. Love the weather.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you got to be careful when you get out on the ice with this kind of weather.
Yes, you do. It's going to melt on you. But, hey, I tell you what, we suffered last week. It's going to be a great Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and boy, have we got the stuff going on at the Mid-America Center here in Council Bluffs.
I'll tell you what, it is always exciting here, I think is the word, because the phone lines just blow up when we give away tickets, and folks look forward to coming down there. And that's just a testament that if you're going to drive 2-3 hours, depending on where you're at in our listening area, obviously they're coming back because they know the seminars are great and everything that they can look at. They can check out hunting trips or fishing expeditions that they might want to do later on in the year. Just give us the highlight for this year, because you've got so many good things, it's hard to even find a place to start here.
Well, first off, we got free parking around Mid-America. That's one of the great things. You know, everybody loves that free parking around Mid-America, and so we want to talk about that right there. I'm going to talk about so many things. Right before we even get going, I'm going to talk about RiverCityExpo.com. And I'm going to say that again for your listeners, RiverCityExpo.com. And so they can verify everything. If they just hear a little bit about this, you know, this event putting on by our Pottawatomie County chapter of Pheasants Forever, hey, they can go to RiverCityExpo.com and get all the fine things. Something new this year, we have 85,000 square feet downstairs, stroller-friendly, family-friendly. Up on second floor, we're going to have one of the largest gun shows in the area. It's going to be 230-plus tables. We've got Mark C., who's the largest Ruger dealer in a five-six state area. So if there's anything you want to see in Ruger with a handgun, a centerfire rifle, or a shotgun, Mark's got it all. And for all of our Nebraska friends, we have a Nebraska FFL person right there, right on the floor. If you happen to buy something, you take it over to him if it's a short gun, and he takes care of getting it across the river and into your hands. So we want to talk about that gun show on second floor right out of the bat. And then we've got over 100 RVs there. We've got over 100 boats and RVs and four-wheelers and things like that. So all of these things are going on. On the bottom floor, we always have things for kids, and our price for kids is under 15, is $3. This is a family-oriented event. We have the trout fishing pond, which is always, always exciting. We have kids' archery, and we also have the Daisy BB gun shoot back again this year. And so that's for kids of all ages, and that's free. So you can get in there and shoot and do that, and there's other activities there for kids as well. Our speakers this year, we've expanded our speakers. We have 10 speakers this year, and Clark Jennings is brand new. And Clark Jennings has the ultimate bucket list fishing trip. If you would like to go to Costa Rica and catch tarpon, he has a lodge down there. If you'd like to go to Brazil for the Amazon River fishing for peacock bass, average catch per boat per day is 180 to 200 fish, anywhere from 5 to 25 pounds.
Oh, my.
And I need to tell you, I spent 15, 20 minutes talking to Clark, and my wife's ready to send me to Costa Rica to get rid of me for 10 days.
You going to let her? I think Tom should. I think we might have just lost Tom right there. Let's get Tom back on the line here. The Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I just. While we get Tom rehooked up here, the kids of all ages enjoying everything that he just talked about. I mean, yeah, you can go down and buy an RV or a boat, but you can also take the kids, and they can learn how to call turkeys in the Turpin Teepee. Everybody knows Dick Turpin and all his time and works he's done with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Can you imagine taking the youngsters in there and getting them a turkey call, Jimmy?
Well, when I looked at it, it reminded me of a coaching clinic because, you know what, on Friday night at 6, you know, you can talk, and this one guy's, and I mean, if it was a football, hey, this, we're talking about linebackers. Well, this guy's talking about how to catch trout. And then you can go to another thing, and the guy's talking about how to get walleye. The one that scared me the most was at 3 o'clock on Saturday, they got the archery bear hunt. Now, I tell you what, they can talk all they want to. I'm going to only be listening at the end when it says, what do you do when you miss the bear? I want to know the safety on the bear hunt, on the archery bear hunt, when you actually miss the bear. What are you supposed to do, and where do you go?
You just got to make sure you got a buddy that you can run faster than.
Yeah, maybe he has a bazooka with him, yeah.
Well, Tom's back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We were talking about all those great trips that are out there, and hopefully Tom can take a few of those out there. But we were mentioning there, Tom, as well, that the kids, yeah, you can go buy that new boat, or you can buy that RV, or you can plan a hunting or fishing expedition, but you know, how about those kids learning how to call turkeys? I mean, you're right on site. That's going to sell them for life right there.
Oh yeah, we've got Dick Turpin is there, and Dick is probably a marvel. I mean, everybody knows Dick Turpin in the teepee, and he'll talk to kids all day long and teach them how to call turkeys and things like that. So we've got some other, if we can finish up on some of the other people there.
Sure.
We've got Jill Robinson and Chris Hill. They're going to be there talking about puppies, how to choose a puppy. They're going to have their small breed Muskellander dogs are going to be there as well. And there's some more fishing guides. We've got Hutch Hutchison from Lake Oahe, Lake Sharp. He's got 30 years experience of fishing up on the Missouri River. We have Larry Meyer is going to be there talking about spring turkey hunting. Our good friend Rod Broadhagen is going to be talking about bow and arrow and bear hunting in Canada, as well as Canadian fishing. We've got a new person this year. Ben Garver is a pro staffer at Bass Pro. He's going to be talking about family fishing in the area, as well as high-tech electronics in fishing. Somebody totally new, Casey Caldwell. I hope everybody comes to see her. She talks about bat rehabilitation. And she is a licensed bat rescue person for Iowa and Nebraska. She's been doing this for about 9 years. And so she's going to be talking about bat rehabilitation. And also you can train bats to do things which I was not aware of. And then we also have the Frugal Family Fund for Pottawatomie County. People like to do things on a budget. And so we have the people there from the Pottawatomie County Conservation talking about parks, trails, ponds and lakes that are in the area. And last, we have Joel Vasek, the walleye tamer from Gidden, South Dakota, around the Francis Case area. He's going to be talking about bass and walleye fishing. He's also going to be talking about trophy monster deer hunting up in that particular area. So all of these things are going on Friday. The times are 4 in the afternoon to 9 p.m. Saturday, it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Adults, the whole works is $9. That's the gun show. That's everything. And kids under 15 is free.
Tom Hamilton is with us from the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, the 11th annual edition, as he said, is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Free parking. It's right there by Bass Pro Shops in the Horseshoe Casino. I think everybody does know where it's at, but just in case, there you go. Over 100 exhibitors of outdoor and sporting equipment. Tom, I've got to ask you, since you've been around from the get-go here, when you are there, I mean, it's so much work, I know, to get this put together and to pull it off every year. But do you ever catch yourself walking, just like last year, walking through this hunting, fishing, RV, and boat expo and just going, man, this is cool? What just makes you, I guess, catch your breath a little bit?
When we first started, we were in two rooms. And I think we had 30 resorts. I think we had maybe 25 boats. It was just really small, and we thought we were really had the cat's pajamas there, you know, when we started. And now we have the whole 85,000 square feet, if you can believe this, the ice arena, the boat hall, the resort room, and plus all the hallways, and they're all full. And something new that we just booked in the last 3 days, courtesy of Midwest Taxidermy, we have the new record for Iowa bow hunting in, as far as deer is concerned. And this rack scored 278 points. It is the new record for Iowa bow hunting. And so that is going to be there courtesy of Midwest Taxidermy. And we also scored the second largest deer head, Sierra Clubs International, the second largest.
Tom just gets too excited.
It's not true. It scores 569 6/8.
Oh,
there's
my.
Over 82 points on this deer head, and that's going to be at this picture show. And I'm going to say that again because a lot of people just didn't believe me. It's 569 6/8 points. There's over 82 points on this deer head. And it's rumored that when they shot this deer, it had crutches, you know, holding up its head.
Well, I'll tell you what, people probably have a hard time believing it. So, folks, seeing it is believing it. It is the 11th Annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mid-America Center. Tom Hamilton is always gracious to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, I don't think we missed anything, but is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap her up today?
I'm just going to say free parking. Free parking, free parking. And if they heard any of this and they want more, it's rivercityexpo.com.
Tom, it's great chatting with you as always. I know it'll be a success. Good luck this weekend.
You bet, Doug. Hey, thanks again.
You bet. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Always a pleasure to catch up with Tom Hamilton because not only is it a great event, but you got somebody like Tom behind it, and you can tell the energy in his voice and the excitement in his voice. And it doesn't matter what the event is. You got something like that. I mean, seriously. If you have any love of the outdoors, this is it. And take the kids. You want something different? Take the kids to this thing.
You know, you could have him co-host at least once a year because with his voice, the way he talked, he had a couple things that I just wrote down. The cat's pajamas, you know, and then, you know, I couldn't believe you have, there's a, you know, I don't want to go too far because I don't want people to realize how unintelligent I am on this, but they talked about bat rehabilitation.
Yeah, see, I don't get that.
You're talking about bat rehabilitation. Let's rehabilitate some bats. Let's leave them alone. Let's don't rehabilitate. Just leave them alone.
Get out of here. Leave me alone. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll ask Damon Day tomorrow, who's co-hosted about bat rehabilitation.
You may know a little bit more about it.
Damon's going to join us tomorrow as our co-host. Jabba Chamberlain is scheduled to join us on tomorrow's show as well because the annual baseball banquet is coming up this Saturday out at the Eunice Center, and we'll fill you in on all of the details tomorrow. There's some really cool items out there. I know Damon's really excited about the Mariano Rivera autographed Yankees jersey with the retirement patch that they used over the end of the season. This 7th annual Upper Deck Club Banquet is Saturday. It gets underway about 5 o'clock with the social, 6 o'clock for the dinner, the live auction, and all this is for just $25 per person for your ticket, which includes the buffet. It's the Upper Deck Club. You can go to lopers.com, go to the baseball page for more information. Right now, we'll take our final break, and during this break, let's give away some family 4-pack tickets. Not only can you take the family, you can do it for free to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4. If you've not won any tickets, here's your chance. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We'll give away a couple of family 4-packs and be right back.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio, Thursday night, the Kearney Catholic Stars take on St. Paul. On 1230 KHAS, Tuesday, St. Cecilia's at Grand Island Northwest, and Friday, Adams Central's at Grand Island Northwest. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Tuesday night, Shelton travels to Arcadia Loop City, and Thursday, Elm Creek's at Axtell. Hear all the action right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then expect increasing clouds this afternoon. Expect breezy west winds with a high in the low 50s, and we'll have cloudy conditions tonight with lows down to 32. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now it's 37.
You realize now I'm going to have to go to YouTube and watch some Roxette this afternoon, probably during lunch. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All kinds of winners for River City Expo tickets. Congratulations to Kevin from Hastings, Bob from the great city of St. Laborie, and Dustin from Kearney. They all have family four-packs to this weekend's Expo. And again, thanks to Tom Hamilton of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo for joining us. And we'll have more tickets to give away as the week progresses. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question today: what do you make of Penn State hiring James Franklin as their head coach? Good, okay, bad? That's good for him. He's getting a pretty good paycheck. I haven't read too much in it. He doesn't really have any ties to the program, though, right? I mean, so I think it would there's two. You just cut ties, but Bill O'Brien really didn't have a lot of ties to the program either. You just completely wipe the slate clean and hope that they don't mess it up and keep some of the tradition. I just don't know where Penn State's at with all of that right now. I think Franklin's a good football coach. I think anybody that takes that job might get in a little bit over their head, may not realize how tough it is, Jimmy. So I think it's a good hire. I don't think there's anything wrong with James Franklin. But, again, he just kind of got Vanderbilt. I mean, that's you don't know. Is he Bill Snyder? I mean, would you have hired Bill Snyder 3 years after he was coaching Kansas State? Just because you went from 1-11 to 6-5, you know, we'll see. But you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You know, he had some success at Vanderbilt, and that was a program that definitely was like the Kansas State, the TCU, the Rice. Yeah. You know, and when you and I were growing up, you thought, well, these people will never win at Northwestern. You're going, they can never win there at those places. But now, you know, at Penn State's always been a program that was on the other side of that. And it has potential to go probably either direction, and this guy's going to be a key hire, you know. So I'm sure he's going to, with his energy level and what he's going to do, And he's going to have to be able to recruit. He's going to have to do it the correct way because they don't get their full recruiting class until, I think, 2016, if I'm not mistaken on that.
Yeah, and you've got a good area to recruit to Penn State, and he's got all his ties in the SEC. I still think you can bring kids to Penn State from that part of the country. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our Midtown Mart cooler question over the weekend, as we wrapped up our Husker Roundtable last week, we said, how many wins will the Nebraska football team have in 2014? And optimistically, 68% said 9 or 10, and that's where they've been under Bo Pelini, so that's the safe bet. 26% said 11 or more. And unbelievably, only 5% said less than 9. Husker fan. Love them. Love them. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. And last minute here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Creighton won yesterday after being down 12-0. The UNK men, as you mentioned, 62% shooting to beat Hastings College yesterday. The Loper wrestlers, and we'll have Coach Mark Bauer join us on Wednesday ahead of their first annual Midwest Duels this Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. But they represented well at the Virginia Duels. They beat a Division I nationally ranked team. They beat two Division I squads. Overall went 2-3, lost to Virginia Tech. Then they beat George Mason in 27. Second-ranked Bloomsburg, lost to Tennessee Chattanooga and Arizona State, and this is without their full team. So they'll be home this weekend. Also, it was a good weekend at the Hastings College Open, the Cusatas Open, so congrats there. High school wrestling, Kearney Catholic's Adam Keating was named the most outstanding wrestler at the High Plains Invite, which has Class A all the way to C and D wrestlers competing, so that's quite the honor there. I was in Amherst. They win their invite again, and they're looking really good. And we had Robert Kokish on Friday. Nebraska wrestlers took care of business. Grand Island beat Blue Springs, Missouri ahead of that Indiana duel on Friday night. This week, Omaha Scut will have a duel against out-state competition. That's Saturday afternoon, and then Nebraska takes on Iowa. And the Tri-City Storm continues to score, but this time their defense looks like they've had some injuries, and they did drop a pair after that four-game winning streak, 5-3, 6-4. They're at Omaha Friday and host Dubuque on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm getting a couple texts from the listeners, and they're not for sure when they go to that River City Expo.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if that Mid-American Center, is it free parking or not for that? They didn't quite catch that.
Free parking.
It is free
Tom
parking.
Always says free
okay.
parking.
All
free
right.
parking.
Did,
free
they,
parking.
That, they must have missed that part of it when they were listening to it.
Yeah,
them.
You don't have to park across the street and then we'll sneak across. No, it's free parking. Free parking. Free parking. So, folks, hopefully everybody can get to that. And heard, by the way, speaking of some of our outdoors, the Whitetails Unlimited had a huge banquet. Their inaugural Fort Kearney Deer Camp was huge this past Saturday, and glad we could help out doing that. So that'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show for today. Want to thank Tom Hamilton of the River City Hunting Fishing RV Boat Expo for joining us today. Also, Robin Walshett from HuskerOnline.com to talk Nebraska basketball. Coming up tomorrow, as we said, we've got a really good segment with Jabba Chamberlain scheduled. He is now a member of the Detroit Tigers after going free agency from the Yankees. And we'll also be talking about the UNK Upper Deck Banquet coming up Saturday. Damon Day is our Tuesday co-host. Wednesday, Mark Bauer, as we mentioned, part of our Loper link. And we jump right back into high school athletics. We'll have some coaches on as well. So, Jimmy, we'll see you Friday. You say take the points, even though there aren't many points to be taken. In the Denver and the NFL playoffs this weekend.
Well, I just real quickly, that's what I said today. But boy, I'll tell you what, Denver could roll, you know, but they got a lot of breaks early to get that big lead against New England last time. They picked up some fumbles, and those were defensive turnovers by New England.
We'll see how you feel Friday. Folks, right. We'll see how you feel tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!